My friends, welcome to the Sheep Get Sheared podcast. I'm your host, Austin Creed, and my friends, we need to discuss the death of truth today. We need to hold a funeral for the truth. Now, you might say, Austin, what do you mean by the truth? And I think this is a very important question. I'll give you an example of what I'm talking about before we really get into the meat and potatoes of this issue of the death of the truth. Last night, I was hanging out with my girlfriend, and she was hosting a live stream on her TikTok page, and in the midst of all the conversation that was kind of going all over the place, there was this guy who got in the comments section, and he was talking about how the Talmud was full of these horrible verses, and that that Israel was responsible for 9/11, and that the Mossad was responsible for everything on the planet, evil and bad, and you name it. And I sat there and I thought to myself, oh, great, I got to deal with this crap again. And I stopped for a second and I realized, you know what? No, I'm not going to ignore this. No, I need to challenge this guy because not enough people stand up to these rotten, stinking bums, these liars, these people who blame everything. They're a stereotype of the ugly white male, and I was sick of it. So I decided to stand up to him. I decided to tell my girlfriend, hey, hold on a second, we got to stand up to this guy. So I sat down and I participated in the conversation. I started challenging him. I said, okay, well, let's assume for a second that you're right. Show me the proof. Who's the hijacker of the plane? And he's like, I said, I asked you a question. And then he switched to another point. He said, oh, well, you know, the Jews are from the synagogue of Satan. And it says so in Revelation. And I said, oh, really? Okay, well, give me the verse. Gives me the verse. He's like, Revelation 2:9 says it right there. And I said, really? Okay, well, let me look it up. I looked it up, and I said, you know what? You only read half the verse. You didn't read the first half, where it talks about it being blasphemous to say that. And what does he do? Changes the argument again. Oh, well, but they're not real Jews. And I said, you change the subject again. It's a sign of an irrational mind to shift from one point when you lose that point to the next. Then you change the argument again because you're losing. It's typical. It's typical of these types. And I thought to myself, more people need to do this instead of just roaring over or being a moron who believes it because they're like, oh, it says so in the Bible or this source according to this expert. And they just go down the line. They don't question it. They don't say, hold on a second, let me do some research. It took me 5 minutes of my time to debunk everything this fraud was talking about from his American Nazi Party handbook. It took me 5 minutes. And everybody in the comment section was like, wow, yeah, he beat that guy down with facts. And I said, yes, I did. You know why? Because I wouldn't want to be smeared in this way. I'm sick of these stereotypes out here ruining it for everybody, and I am not alone. In this example, it was the ugly white male stereotype. In others, it might be the ugly black male stereotype or the ugly Hispanic male or anybody else. But everybody has these stereotypes, and we have nothing more. And we've never had more of these liars, these scumbags, these vermin. I use the term vermin very poignantly. What is a vermin? A vermin is a worm. It comes from the word vermis, meaning worm. These worms are out here lying, spreading false propaganda, lies, deceit, all under the guise of peace, justice, and love and freedom. And I think it's a disgrace for us to not point these things out. Whether it's the truth about the statistics on marriage, which we've talked about on the show, whether it's the truth about Israel, whether it's the truth about any number of different subjects, we must talk about the truth. We must not roll over to these punks, these cowards, these bums. We must roll over to them. Why? Because if we do, who's going to hold the line? What is the line? The line of truth. The line that is meant to be held by those who are brave enough to stand up for what is right and what is true. We've been so lied to about, oh, this is my truth and his truth and her truth and their truth. There is no such thing. Not in my opinion, no. There is the truth, and then there is your opinion on what is true. That doesn't change the truth. That's an ad populum fallacy. For those of you who didn't go to college, or you didn't study what I did in college, there are different fallacies that are often used as an argument. It's a good tactic that is often used. For example, if someone says to you, oh, well, most experts believe X, Y, or Z, so therefore it must be true. No. That is not how that works. The truth is not affected. The validity of the truth is not affected positively or negatively based on how many people agree or disagree with anything. The truth is not affected by who believes it or how many. That is not how the truth works. Now, my friends, I want to ask you a simple question. What is some of the biggest lies that we are told is true in today's world? They could be talking in any number of different arenas. It could be something that's personal to you. It could be something you see in the media. It could be something that maybe you talked about recently. I think we need to talk about this more. The different lies that are pushed forward by the morons in the media, the morons on social media. There are so many people making so much money off of fake news, lies, and half-truths at best. Hate is nothing new. Hate is the most unifying of all agents you will ever find. It was said once that when it comes to a religion, and politics and religion are very closely integrated, in case you didn't know that. For a religion to exist, you do not need a god, you simply need a devil. And we see this all over the political sphere, we see it all over the religious sphere with the radicals of all shapes, colors. We see it everywhere. They don't necessarily love anything, they just have somebody that they hate, someone that they detest, or scapegoat for their problems or their lack of a paradise. Well, let me tell you something. Don't fall victim to the simple-minded way of thinking. Your grandfather Eddie didn't die on Omaha Beach. Your grandfather Eddie didn't die in Pearl Harbor so that these pieces of garbage could destroy this beautiful country and our way of life. I don't care what race they have. I don't care what their ethnicity is. I don't care what religious background they have. Because a lot of these people who hate Jews are claiming to be Christians when they are not. They are not Christians. Now, a lot of Muslims hate Jews, but that's to be expected because in their holy book, they talk about how the Jews, in Ishtar 240, it says the Jews are a nation of liars. It says the Jews are a treacherous, lying, and evil people. You mean in the mosque? They teach that? That's impossible. I mean, it's a religion. They're entitled to religious freedom, aren't they? Well, of course they are, because we're a nation of schmucks. One day will come when somebody has the guts and the gojones to come out from behind the curtain of trying to get reelected and have this conversation of not all religions are religions. Some are a cry of war against the countries that took them in. All you gotta do is look at Europe. All you gotta do is look at the United States. All you gotta do is look at the fact that after Muhammad's death about 1,000 years ago, the Muslims have been on a war path around the world. All you have to do is look at Dearborn, Michigan. All you have to do is look at different places, or conversely, you could read Winston Churchill, who himself, in case you didn't know who Winston Churchill was, he was the Prime Minister of England during World War II. He wrote about the dangers of the influence of the religion itself. He said that individual Muslims might display tremendous character, but it is the influence of the religion that is as dangerous as hydrophobia in a dog, that if it were not that the arms of science closely embraced Christianity, the West would fall, as did ancient Rome. But you didn't know any of this, did you? Now, I'm not here to stir up hatred against Muslims. That's not my intention. My intention is that you arm yourself with knowledge, that you understand the truth of the world you live in, because the lies that are put forward as truth will not stop. In fact, they will arguably only get worse. I did a whole show about the dangers of propaganda during wartime and the different tactics that are used to circumnavigate your rational thinking. Another tactic they use is the emasculation of the modern man. Men can't fight back if they're too busy fighting each other, if they're too busy being beaten down by the radical feminists. They're too busy being told that they are the problem because they have testosterone in their system and they're not just a lemming who walks off the cliff. I know some of you have suffered this personally, whether it be in your educational system when you were a kid, whether it be with a spurned lover, whether it be on social media. Well, I don't know what, I don't care what it is, but it all ends in the exact same way. That the truth is assassinated. I believe it wasn't Socrates. Who was it? I think it was Cicero who said that Roman civilization did not die. It was assassinated. In the same way that the truth doesn't just die. The will of a civilization, the will of a way of life does not pass peacefully away and wave goodbye as it crosses the horizon, my friends. It is assassinated. It is taken out in its prime. Destroyed by those who often were closest to it. And that is what you see in the media. The media was once the guard dog of the people, protecting itself from the government that could at any point become overbearing, tyrannical, and threaten their way of life and their liberties that men shed blood for. Now what do we have? They've gone from lap dogs and sheep dogs to they've gone from guard dogs to lap dogs. And now we see what's happening because people care more about profit than they do is solve the problems in their nations. They care more about appeasing their biggest voting bloc, which is women, as opposed to fighting for the truth. Fighting for what will sustain them and for generations to come. Instead of putting them on plowshares, they turn their plowshares into swords. Prepared to water the blood of the next generation to come, not with the rain from heaven, but with the blood of their enemies. May not be physical blood. If it's in the Middle East, it is. If it's here, people more, they don't use such direct means. Too direct. They use more indirect tactics. For what is politics but civilized warfare? And my friends, I'm not calling for a revolution in this country. I'm not Robespierre of the French Revolution. That's not my goal. That's not my intention. My intention is for you to understand that the world you live in is not the world of your grandfather. It's not the one that your great-grandfather died for, fighting the Nazis or the Soviets or the fascists in Italy. It's not the world they live in. They had a land of abundance handed to them by the blood of their ancestors. You have a world handed to you by the cowards and the profiteers who would sell you down the river if it meant another car in their garage or another house in South Beach or in Lake Tahoe that they could go on the weekends one or 2 months out the summer. That's what they'll sell you out for. You'd be surprised how little doctors, lawyers, politicians, bureaucrats would sell themselves out for. It would make you sick to see it. But some of you do see it. You've been following this all along. You've lost trust in the political system, and I don't blame you. For why spread the truth when there's so much money to be made off of lies? My friends, I want to refer back to the question I asked you earlier. What is the most common lie that we see today? That is so normalized, you don't even realize that you've been lied to about it. I want you to tell me. I want that question answered. Because I guarantee you, not everybody's going to have the same answer. And in doing so, it might spurn a little bit more curiosity in your mind. Before you know it, an unknown unknown has become a known unknown. And before you know it, you might be more educated than you were when you first booted up this show to listen to it. Because I can tell, if you're still listening to the show right now, you have a fire in your spirit that's been reignited by the sound of my voice and the message you've heard. You want to do something, but you might not know what to do. You might not know how. What should I do with this, Austin? What should I do with this energy that I'm feeling in my system? I want to do something. Well, here's what you can do. You can answer the question that I asked. You can decide to do some research and educate yourself and the other people who listen to this show. And in doing so, you might save somebody from falling into the trap the same way that a hare might go into a snare and be caught. And before he knows that, he's being skinned alive by the hunter who set the trap. You are saving somebody from the trap of set by the left or even by the right. And in doing so, you've spared them of the truth being skinned alive and themselves becoming a sacrifice. Their wool being sheared by those who are supposed to be their sheepdogs, being fed to the wolves. My friends, you let me know the answer you find. And in doing so, you might liberate somebody from the gulags of deceit and lies. My friends, you take care of yourselves. I look forward to hearing your answers and seeing them in the comment section below. Till next time, I've been your host, Austin Crea, the Sheep Get Sheared Podcast. Have a great day.